Hey, everybody, what's up? Colby is asleep today.
I look awake, right?
You do look, I mean, you look awake.
I look awake.
Try to give us your best smile. All right, yeah. That was a pretty shoddy effort, I'm gonna be honest.
I really felt like that was the maximum effort I could give.
Did he rip a fat one before the show? Did you rip a fat one, man? I believe he means fart.
I thought he meant blood.
That's definitely a Hey,
no.
Speaking of YouTube, and by the way, how you doing, my man? Can we? I posted in our Discord here. Which, by the way, if you want to join our Discord, you can. I don't know how. I don't think I have a command in chat for our Discord. That's kind of embarrassing.
No, you fail.
Should do it. But anyway, I asked. I got in our Discord here. That's the wrong button. And I asked. I said, new episode streaming live in 2 hours. Any stories you think we all should discuss? And YouTube said, I'll send you a story about lotion, but I think it might be too topical. And I'm wondering if that is a bannable offense for that pun. What do you think, man?
Ban. You ban. Banned. That was a good one. That made me laugh. I laughed right there.
Like I read it and I was like, because our shows have been kind of politically charged the last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe it's literally a thing. And then I'm like, no, wait. He means
like topical.
Like topical because it's a lotion. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait.
Yeah.
How dare he?
That's
do it,
pun.
You won't. That's what he
That's
says.
That's a good pun.
It is a good pun. And, you know, I love puns, but at the same time, I'm also embarrassed by them. It's a very weird... It's like you, actually. I love you, but at the same time, I'm slightly embarrassed by you.
You should be.
You know, I was thinking today, all right, because this is just... This doesn't count. It's before the intro, all right? So I was thinking today. You know, on my stream, I stream, like, 6 hours a day. So I wear these shorts. These are my streaming shorts, all right? They don't smell great, and they're not attractive. I only wear them to stream in, mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm thinking, you know, Colby usually tries to look decent for the show. So maybe I should, like, put on jeans, wear a nicer t-shirt. Because I've seen you come in here in jeans.
It's because I come from work.
Right. So then I was thinking, because that was my logic, too. I'm like, you know what? I bet Colby really only looks nice on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Because on Sundays, he spent all Saturday drinking. He's going to feel horrible every Sunday. He rolls in here, 5 minutes out of bed, he gets here. He literally arrived today at 1:57 p.m. Okay, that is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
He arrived at 1:57, which is fine. I don't need him here. I prepped the show. He sits down. We've been friends for 10 years. We just go, all right? He doesn't need to be here for me to be like, here's what we're getting, check a bit. Okay, we don't need that. So 1:57, that's fine. But I'm just giving some perspective, okay? Like, today he's going to wear sweats or some type of non-jean equivalent. And would these be considered sweats? I don't really know. They're like with Colby, there's like nothing ever not. Like, he doesn't ever wear pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, he like wears, like, those are nice sweats.
These are joggers.
I would say.
These are $9.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are nice. Okay.
Sure.
Now, I mean, they're nicer than sweats. Is what I mean. They're not jeans nice. But you look respectable, okay? Yeah,
YouTube like baggy old jeans or sweats?
Yeah, you know, just like, I don't know,
yeah,
like you would
those.
See like a woman who is 16 and is going to high school type of sweats. You know what I mean?
Yes, I get you.
Okay. Like, you don't own those sweats. You still look nice. So what I've decided, and what also doesn't make sense, is that the night where we drink profusely, which is Thursday nights,
mm-hmm.
is also the nights where we both should look good for the show.
Sure.
And that's the opposite of what should... Like, on drinking nights, we should look bad. And then Sundays, the day of our Lord, when we're not drinking and we're stone cold sober, then that's the day we should kind of look professional. But we don't do it that way. You look good on the nights where we do the worst show.
I look the same in every episode because you can only see my top and I'm always wearing a t-shirt.
I mean, that's generally was my logic as well, is that, like, you can only see the top half of me.
Typically, but my hair's done.
I think on Thursdays what happens.
I didn't do my hair.
Yeah, you're on a hat today. It's a hat day.
It's a hat day.
Yeah. I think on Thursdays, like, the more, like, you could tell how drunk I get by how far away I am from the camera. I think, like, 3 hours into our drunk show, I'm, like, back here. It's like, this is now where
I don't even give a shit. I'm back here now.
Well, and I think everybody could hear me because I start getting also louder
more
I drink. So,
yeah,
like, you could hear it no matter what. DuTube says he always looks the same except for his hair is different every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I need a haircut.
Yeah.
It's getting long.
It looks so long, man. I got a haircut Thursday, so I feel good. I'm good till I think March 25th or something like that, I think is my next... No, it's got to be April. It's April something.
2 months.
Might be 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
I'm supposed to go every 6 weeks, but I don't remember. It's every 6 weeks I get a haircut.
Every
he goes every other day, I think.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, so, yeah, dudes, that's I don't know how I got on that topic. The point is that I wanted to look as respectable as Colby for the show.
I never look respectable.
He does. He just looks respectable.
I never look respectable.
You look respectable.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Also, Colby is asleep.
You're making things up.
Colby is also asleep. So, hey, guys.
I didn't drink last night.
Luke7050 says, I agree. I feel like Colby looks the same.
Yeah. I always look the same. I also didn't drink last night.
And what?
Got to bed at a decent hour.
What?
4 a.m. And yes, I'm still exhausted.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
What happened?
I may be dying.
What happened?
I went on a date. We went to go see Black Panther.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think, man? It's about Black Panther. I mean, it was good, though, right?
Yeah.
You liked it.
It was fine.
Not hype-worthy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. It was very copy-paste.
What time did you go last night to the movie?
10:15.
What time did you go?
10:15.
10:15?
Yeah.
My God, why so late?
I had other things to do. Well, one, I didn't wake up until, like, 3.
Now, did you drink on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, all right. Uh-huh. DuTube says you're racist because you didn't love it. Now he's unfollowed.
Unfollow. It was like, yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was. It was just a standard movie plot.
I thought it was a very good superhero movie. I don't think it was any better than any other superhero movie. Like, I would still say Winter Soldier is better.
Yeah.
I would say, like, on Marvel scale, I'd say Winter Soldier is better. You know, I thought it was better than Thor, probably, I would say.
The Ragnarok?
Yeah, I would think so. Dude, when that lady, when they're fighting, dude.
I would rather see Ragnarok again than that.
Three things from that movie, all right? One, Andy Serkis' character.
Great.
Loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Stole the scene every time he was on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number two, I loved the bad guy's jacket. In the beginning of the movie. I want that coat. It looks awesome. And number three, that scene where Andy Serkis blows up the car and she just comes riding down the road on the steering
wheel. Oh, man. It just gets me rock hard. Oh, shit.
Basement Brain. Hey, man.
My dudes.
I'm glad you're here today. I've been waiting to see you forever. Thank you for 3 months.
Yeah, man.
Of subscribing.
Oh, man. It just gets me rock hard, guys.
Thank you, man. I think that's month number two for you as well, DuTube, but I'm not totally sure about that. I think because you were... You change names, but yeah man, thank you guys for the subs. Appreciate it, dudes.
You guys are the best.
Morris says in his chat that his PC is not looking good. He blew out the power supply unit. I remembered, Morris. Look at that. Proud of me. And it's not. Apparently, that's a bad thing.
That sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not good. So
there were 3 scenes of Black Panther where I was like, "Yep, okay, cool."
Yeah, was the steering column one of them?
No.
Oh man, what about when she hit him with the thing? And like when she's taping it and he hits the thing again, he goes flying back, goes, delete that footage! What
that,
about that?
That was
come on, man. You didn't like that. It was the best part of the whole movie.
It was the fight scene in the South Korean thing.
That was cool, yeah.
That was sweet.
In there the casino?
There was the fight scene between the bad guy and Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
That was pretty badass, too. I liked when he was like, I'm going to break your back. Oh, no, you're going over the waterfall.
Yep.
That was great.
Yep.
And then the third was the last scene between them two when they were, like, falling down the fucking mine shaft.
Yeah, that was cool. Dude, you just love the spectacle stuff, man.
You give me good fucking action, I'm going to be like, yep.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it sounds like I loved it more than Colby.
There was way too much dialogue.
But that is par for the course because I'm a huge Marvel fan and Colby isn't. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think in general, I'm the voice of reason on Star Wars, and Colby is the fangirl. And he's the voice of reason on Marvel, and I'm the fangirl.
I don't know.
I think that's how it
Ragnarok
is.
Ragnarok changed me.
Really? You like Ragnarok
I'm
that
very,
much?
Yeah.
I need to watch it again,
yeah,
man.
I was just...
I think I didn't expect it to be as hilarious as it was.
Right. I liked how not serious it was for the character of Thor because he's already kind of pretty not serious.
Dude, the Doctor Strange sequence, I just want to watch a buddy comedy with Doctor Strange and Thor. That's all I want now. Yeah. Like, that was, and that's what we're going to get in Infinity War, man.
I've been falling for 30 minutes! That got me. That was the movie for me. That was it.
I mean, that was one of the better lines of the entire world. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, Morris says, it's worse. I bought a power supply unit today. Just had a closer look, and my water block on my GPU was leaking. Goodbye, PC. What? Sounds horrible.
The political background?
Brace of Brain said, I liked the dialogue in the political background. It was a nice change.
Like how Wakanda was set up?
Yeah, I liked that, too. But I don't know. That, to me, that's no different than... I don't know. I feel like there's a Marvel movie that had to deal with mostly with politics, right? Was it Winter Soldier?
It might have been Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War might have been.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It just gets me rock hard!
3 subs in one day. Luke, thank you so much for your sub, my man.
Thanks, brother.
Dude.
You're not my brother, but you're my brother now.
Well, I mean, he's my brother, actually.
Yeah, so brother.
So
brother.
You back up!
I'm stealing him.
Yeah, Winter Soldier. So, well, I think that's what... That's kind of reason I think Marvel works, is because they do kind of keep it real worldish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm honestly, that's the thing that probably scares me the most about the prospects of Infinity War, is it's going to just be like, because they've kept all the aliens in space.
Yeah.
You know, with the very limited exception of the end of the Avengers.
Right.
But they talk about that every once in a while, and everybody's just like, I don't know what that was about. They were just aliens, you know, regular dudes, you know. But like, Infinity War is going to be like,
it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it's going from 0 to 100 real quick.
I thought there was
going to
be something about Infinity War in this one, but not really.
I know. I was a little surprised to see that. Well, and that, like, I think I said that when my review of Black Panther happens. Like, I just kind of laughed when Killmonger's there and he's just like, we're going to rise up and take over the world. And I'm just like, that ain't going to matter when Thanos shows up, like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, his plans, even if, as evil as they are, they're so insignificant that it don't matter anymore. But I don't know, dude. I mean, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's all about the aliens. Agreed. That's true. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., no one watches that. So even though it's very good, but no one watches it. But yeah, I'm glad, man. I'm glad you went and saw. I went and saw Lady Bird last night.
Oh, gross.
That's what I went and saw.
How was that compared to the 100% rating of it?
I think it absolutely confirms what we thought about the 100% rating. Which is that 100% rating means no one said anything bad. It doesn't mean it's better than a movie that has a 90%.
Okay.
Because it was good, but it wasn't the best movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got to stop looking at Rotten Tomatoes percentage ratings as
how good is
the movie.
Right.
It's the consensus. Most people liked it. 80% of people that saw it liked it.
It's
right.
It's not a rating scale.
Right. I think that's how we've been looking at it.
Is it good or is it bad?
Right. It's like, oh, 80% of people liked this movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is, not it's 80% good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how we go. But Lady Bird was good. It was very, I don't know. It's the same reason I kind of like Three Billboards so much, because it was just very original.
Right.
Like, you didn't really know what was going to happen. There's no cliches.
Not very predictable.
Right. It's just a story about a life.
I feel like I knew every beat of Black Panther.
Exactly. And that doesn't make a movie bad.
No.
But I think in order to make a movie that doesn't have explosions and, you know, Lissa's claw of shooting giant things at people, you have to have unpredictability for it to be good.
Right.
You know, like, if it was just a Lady Bird falling in love with a dude over and over again, he's like, okay. All right, I'll go see Every Day or whatever that one movie is that's in theaters right now.
But, Every Day.
Dude. But yeah, we're going to go see Get Out tonight. So.
What?
What?
Get Out?
Yeah.
Where's that playing?
Warren. The Regal Cinema. Warren 18. West Side IMAX. Or whatever the full name of it is. They're doing a movie marathon.
Okay.
They're showing every nominated movie. They're showing 4 a day.
I was going to say, you got to give me some explanation as to why Get Out, a movie from two years ago, is in the IMAX.
So it's playing again. It's not in the IMAX, but it's playing again tonight at 7 o'clock. If you want to go.
I don't.
Okay.
I would rather explode.
I'll be there. Watching. I don't know if it's at 7, actually. I probably should.
I'd rather explode.
Go see that. And then I'm going to go see Call Me By Your Name on Thursday, because that's also playing. It's playing tomorrow at 4 o'clock, which we can't go see because Chris has to work, and so do I. And then we're going to go. So we'll go after the show on Thursday to see Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
And then me and Chris will have seen all 10 Best Picture nominees this year.
Oh, shoot.
And you know how much we paid to see all of them?
$10.
$20.
$20. I've seen it in the two. Well, I mean, how since when did you start this trend of watching these movies?
2 months ago.
We got
$40.
Yeah, I guess technically it's $40.
Regardless, that's much better. Than
I guess
two
yeah, because it
Black
has
Panther,
been over 2 months.
$27.
Right. Right. So, oh, easily. Yeah.
Much better.
Well, and we get a free popcorn every week at least because we're Diamond members now in the Regal Crown Club because we've gone so much, and a free popcorn is 7,000 points. And every time we go to a movie, we get 3,000 points because it's one
point
for every penny.
The system.
Oh,
they
dude!
Shouldn't be giving you those points if you're not paying for the tickets.
We are paying for the tickets.
No, you're not.
I am. I pay $20 a month.
Doesn't make any sense. This business of movie, whatever the fuck, is going down in flames. It's just gonna blow up one day. It's gonna literally explode,
dude. They're selling my data and they're taking cuts of the concessions. That's how they're making money, dude.
Selling your data?
Yeah, I don't care. I just gave away the data to these people for free.
That's
so
a good point.
I make my living off selling my data. Only I don't actually sell it. Although today I can't say that because we just got 3 subs. So
yeah,
so I sold it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, let's see here. What are we catching up? My CPU was water cooled. The water block on the graphics card is leaking, and that has killed it. So like, water like, what? Dude, that's horrible.
I wouldn't put water in a computer. That doesn't sound smart. I mean, I'm assuming.
I mean, I think tons of people do that, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's a thing.
It's horrible.
It doesn't sound like
I feel
a
real bad
thing,
for Morris, man.
As a caveman that I am.
Hey, you want to buy Morris a new computer?
Yeah.
That was a no, Morris, just for the record.
Yeah, it's not like we do this show for money. And
the reason why it works is because theaters don't make money on tickets most of the time. For the first week or so, they make money on snacks. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and like a lot of people say that when you go to the movie and you have movie pass, a lot of people spend more money on concessions. Because they're like, I just saved $20 on a movie. Now I can splurge on a large popcorn and still come out on top. So I think the movie theaters don't really mind MoviePass. I'm honestly shocked by how many people have MoviePass.
Yeah.
Like in the people in line in front of us last night had MoviePass. I ran into it, like every once in a while we'll run into an old couple or something because that's my demographic, by the way, of these movie watchers. And like because the only people who go see movies on a Tuesday night are people who have MoviePass.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing better to do. Which 70-year-old people and me and Chris. And so like we'll be like, hey, you seen this movie? And he'll be like, nah, I haven't gotten to that one yet. And I'll be like, I don't know what that movie is. Be like, I went and saw that one. It wasn't too good. You could pass. It's just like it's like free movie club, man. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
So we're gonna go see Get Out tonight, and then we're gonna go see Call Me by Your Name on Thursday. And then we'll have seen every Best Picture nominee. I think we the only ones we haven't really seen in totality is The Florida Project, because I don't know how to watch that one. And that's got like Willem Dafoe. He's nominated for actor. So I don't think we're going to catch that one because the Academy Awards are a week from today. And so we're going to watch that. Or I don't know if we'll watch that one. And then Mudbound is on Netflix, and it's nominated for a couple things. I don't know if we'll find time to watch it or not, but otherwise, we've seen pretty much every film that's nominated this year.
Why
not? I got nothing better to do with my life, man. This is my gym, okay? It's what I do to pass time and enjoy my life.
Sure.
Don't sure me.
They're so entertaining, man.
What, you hate movies now?
I was sitting through Black Panther. I'm just like, yep, okay, he's gonna pretend to be dead here. Uh-huh, okay, now the bad guy's winning. Uh-huh, okay. Cool. Oh, look, wow, who came back? Who came back? Oh, the hero? No way. No fucking way. Oh, did he win in the end? Wow. Who would have guessed?
What do you enjoy, man?
I don't know. I need to go see these fucking weird movies, apparently, because, yeah, movies are just kind of...
I mean, I don't know what you like in movies.
Good things.
I don't know what that is, though. That's objective.
I don't know.
Subjective. Subjective. Good.
Just to where I don't know exactly what the movie's going to be.
I mean, go see Lady Bird, man.
I feel like I know what that's going
to
be.
Try to guess.
It's a big pile of shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm. Can't hate it before you see it. So
I can.
No, you don't
I mean,
know
what
you can't
control what I do or not.
That's true. All right, catching up on chat again. Basement Brain says, I feel like it's Spotify where the movies don't make that much back per customer. I mean, that might be. I don't know. I mean, from what I read, MoviePass sells like the data that we go to these studios, and then the studios use that in their marketing, and then that's, I guess, how they recomp it by getting more people who don't have MoviePass to go to movies based on the demographic of people who have MoviePass.
It's kind of a smart idea.
I mean, it makes
the theaters
sense.
Were kind of dying
right.
for a bit. So,
right. I mean, I've gone to the theater now more than I probably ever have. This is the first time I've ever seen every movie that's been nominated for the Oscars.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. And they used to just do 5.
I haven't been in the theater until last night since Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then before that, Dunkirk.
Chris and I go probably 2 or 3 times a week. Just any night that we don't have my son or Chris isn't exhausted from teaching, we usually just go to the movie. Because we're trying to save money. We're on a budget. We're trying to eat healthy. So we're on a calorie budget. So the only thing we can do to not think about food or spending money is go to the movie. It's a good way to kill 3 hours. And I go home, I pop 3 sleeping pills, I crawl in bed, watch an episode of Psych, and we pass out. And
that sounds like a great night.
We just repeat, dude. That's my life.
Sounds like a great night.
And then I stream for 8 hours a day, spend time with my father, Geralt of Rivia. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, man. Colby, why don't I watch... That's why I don't watch superhero movies, but really, what do you enjoy besides beer?
It's a brand new shirt.
I don't see a stain. Where's a stain?
I don't know.
There's no stain on that shirt. There's a Kylo hair right here.
It was a brand new shirt, homie. I made him look. Ah!
Oh, Deuce, I hadn't read that far down in chat. Okay.
I keep reading chat, man. Hurry up.
Well, I wanted you to answer. What did you enjoy besides beer?
Sleep.
Okay. Okay. It's probably the reality that people won't come to these movies unless it's cheaper, so we'll make it cheaper. I mean, that could be. I don't know. Movies get more expensive, so. Can't be a business model that works. I mean, I agree with you. Selling data, make money off concessions or whatever. It's got to go away at some point.
Yeah.
Because there's too many people with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm bankrupting them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know it. Like, I'm bankrupting them and Regal Theaters.
I feel like multiple people are doing what you're doing, where it's like.
If they're not, they gotta get on the train.
We're trying to not spend money on other shit.
I mean, I've probably... Like, how much is a small popcorn at Regal? Like, $4 probably? Something like that?
Maybe.
So, if we spend $70 a week and we've gone 8 weeks, that's $560 minus my $40 fee for the 2 months. So, I've basically gotten $500 in free movies and concessions for $40.
That's stupid. In 2 months.
In 2 months.
That's stupid.
And it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because the summer movies are coming out. You know, like, we saw Game Night. Like, this weekend, we saw Game Night. We saw Lady Bird.
How was that?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's one of those comedies that's like, can't decide if it wants to be really slapstick funny or if it wants to be serious. You know how, like, they have a really serious undertone? Because it's about a kidnapping.
Right.
Like, and so they want to make it serious, like, oh, there's real stakes. But at the same time, they want it to be a little slapstick. And I feel like they should just go one way or the other. Like, you can't have men dying and, like, me care about that if there's also, you know, a hilarious scene where he bites a squeaky toy to get a bullet out of his arm. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Don't do the whole fucking...
You saw Annihilation super good. I think Colby will like that one. I'm going to go see that this week, too, dude. I'm going to go see that one this week, too. I'm pretty excited to see Annihilation. That should be good.
Fucking Natalie Portman, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried.
Okay, you bish.
I don't know if anyone can hear you.
Okay, you bish.
But yeah, I went and saw Game Night. And I mean, next week, Red Sparrow comes out.
That looks like the biggest pile of shit.
Dude, it looks really bad, doesn't it? I can't wait. Can't wait. So I'm gonna watch that.
Just blow up Hollywood.
The next week, I mean, there's like 2 or 3 movies that come out every week between now and Infinity War that I want to see, and we'll go see every one of them. And we'll go see them on a Wednesday night, just in the middle of the night. It'll be fantastic. No one's there. Like, it's great, dude. It's great.
Is it great?
It's great. I love it.
Is
I love
it. Great.
I love it.
I mean, you could just wait until they come out on DVD.
No, because then you have to pay for them.
Netflix.
I'm getting them for free in a giant screen and a cushy chair.
Those chairs, I wanted to die last night.
Really? I like the chairs.
The chairs fucking killed me.
Really?
Killed me.
Which, did you see it in a stadium seating or did you go IMAX?
Leg day. yesterday.
Did you go IMAX or a stadium seat?
IMAX.
Yeah, see? That's too much money, man. It's not worth it.
It's not.
It's not worth it, man.
And there was no other showing. There was the 3D, real 3D, but that would have been just as much as non-3D IMAX.
That's true.
Which is what we went and saw.
Oh, they have non-3D IMAX? Oh, I'm glad, man. That movie.
That was the late one.
Like, I feel like 3D is on its way out, but people are still, like, trying to get it, but no one makes them 3D anymore.
I don't give a shit. Like, I mean, there would have been some cool scenes, but, I mean, other times, I don't know about the director or the cinematographer or something like that, but, like, the first fight scene between the one clan that wasn't really a part of Wakanda.
Right.
And Mr. Black Panther.
Okay.
I just felt like the camera was way too close to everything that was happening. There was no, like, I didn't see what was going down. Like, he pulled some random move, and I'm like, sure. Flips
it. I guess I don't remember enough about it.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was just way too close.
Just looked like standard fight scenes to me, man.
Yeah. Well, and that's the bad thing.
Yeah, and see, that's what you like. Like, I care more about the dialogue and the progression of the story.
I like the casino scene because it was very, like, there was a couple, obviously, cut together one shots.
Right.
And it was a little wider, so you got to see what happened.
Did it make you want Smeagol and Bilbo to get back together?
No.
Yeah. I read all those memes, and I didn't even think about it when I was in the movie, you know?
Right.
God, Andy Serkis, he deserves every award.
Yeah.
They just need to give them to him.
That dude's crazy.
Yeah, just nominate him for every category just for once, you know?
Also, Martin
Freeman?
Yeah, his American accent wasn't
too bad either. Dude, he's great. He's great. Yeah. I thought it was good. Anyway, Annihilation's coming to Netflix next month. That's awesome, dude. I had no idea. I want to steal one of those chairs and put it in my... Dude, that'd be awesome. You know, like, what they did, though, we have a palette... Well, there's a theater here called The Palace that is like a... what are they called? Encore presentation. So, like, after the movie leaves the theaters, they play it at The Palace.
Mm-hmm.
They took all the old chairs from The Warren and they put them into The Palace. So I think that there's... I mean, I assume you could get the old Palace chairs at some point.
Old Warren chairs.
Like, they replaced... some of the chairs in the theaters are new. Newer.
Hmm.
And they've definitely upgraded the chairs.
Interesting.
Like, because some of them... You can always tell because the new chairs have the armrests that go up,
mm-hmm.
and they rock. The old chairs didn't do that, and they're at the palace now, so I don't even think you can get a hold of those old chairs. I heard it was bad, too, because no blood, and there should have been, but what about the kids? I don't know. I don't ever watch this movie and be like, it should be more violent, I guess.
I do that.
Do you really?
Give me more violence. I want to see Black Panther's neck break.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I didn't pay attention to that type of stuff, I guess. Maybe I should.
Yeah,
I
mean,
don't.
The plot-wise, the plot was just fucking basic as shit. So, yeah. I mean, there's not much there for me to be like, oh, yeah, that was really interesting and well done.
But see, to me, I don't
those
watch
movies
those.
Movies are all about spectacle. And I'm like, if you don't give
think,
me good enough spectacle,
I don't know if I talk about it on this show
this that good.
Or if I talk to about Chris, but those movies, to me, they're not about the characters anymore. They're about the universe. So to me, that movie was really cool because it introduced Wakanda and all the technology that Wakanda has. And all of that stuff was really cool to me because that affects the MCU. That's why I one of the complaints I had about Thor Ragnarok is it didn't do any of that. It was very standalone, Thor Ragnarok was.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't introduce anything that really impacts anything except the destroying of Asgard and Thanos showing up at the end. But other than that, there's nothing really that impacted the MCU. So,
yeah,
not really a complaint, but that's...
When did Black Panther take place? So this was right after Civil War?
It was a week after Civil War, it took place. Yeah. Did you stay to the end credit scene and see the Winter Geralt of Rivia come out of his tent?
Yes.
Yeah, called him White Wolf. He even had his hair done like Geralt, and he said, "Wind's howling." Six people will get that reference.
I don't get that reference.
If Luke's still watching, he got the reference.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just weird.
Winds out.
Cause,
damn it, a storm.
So was Civil War the last one then? In
what
time frame wise?
Well, technically Thor is.
Thor
happens right before Infinity War. So we have now seen every movie that takes place before Infinity War, with the exception of Ant-Man and Ms. Marvel, which come out in between Infinity War 1 and 2. But they're both prequels, because Ant-Man happens at the same time Black Panther does.
Okay.
And then Ms. Marvel happens in the 90s. Or Captain Marvel. I keep calling her Ms. Marvel. Captain Marvel happens in the 90s.
Hmm.
So most people, like, the reigning theory right now is, because there's one Infinity Stone that's missing,
yes,
the Soul Stone, I think is what it is that Captain Marvel has it, and at the end of Infinity War, Thanos is going to use the Time Stone to go back to the 90s, and it's going to interact with Captain Marvel's movie in some way, and that's how she's going to make it forward into the new Infinity War. So there's going to be some time travel shenanigans happening.
Oh, fuck.
And that was one of the things I liked about Thor, is that Doctor Strange, like, went from, I'm a student, to he can do everything on the planet that he wants to do. He is a straight god. Yeah. He's a god now. And I liked that a lot. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun. But anyway, should we start the intro, man?
Hey, yeah,
we can start the show.
In,
I mean, we've been doing that a lot lately, just kind of just do it, you know, whatever, and then...
Whatever, just start the show whenever.
All right, let's start the intro. Here we go. All right, that was the intro. What'd you think, man?
Racist. This is very racist. What?
Give a shout out to DoTube. That's a fan-created introduction.
I was not expecting that.
No, really? It says right here, intro, fan 01. I'm glad you're not observant.
No, I didn't.
No. So if anyone else wants to create a fan intro for the Seth and Colby show, we'll play it as long as it's... Well, I can't say if it's not racist, because the consensus is that's pretty racist, and we played it. So
just no nudity.
No nudity, right. Anything that's bannable, or anything that makes fun of me, I'm my lips bleeding. Anything, you know, particular, it's offensive.
Especially if it makes fun of him.
Yeah. Just make if you make a minute and a half long intro of me just making fat faces, that'd be actually fantastic.
Mm.
Oh, haircut compilation.
Oh, buddy.
Okay, all right, should we play our actual intro?
I mean, we can.
I mean, or we don't have to.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, if it had a bed of music after, I probably would have just used it as the intro.
Yeah.
But I feel kind of weird there's no intro.
Just play the fucking thing, man.
All right, man. Do you take a nap during this intro,
oh,
okay, man?
Perfect. Okay.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It's number 64 for February 25th, 2018. We are live twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Yeah.
We are a podcast that talks about stuff and things.
Things and stuff.
And I'm Seth, and he's Colby.
I am that person.
Yep, he is that person.
With that name.
But, yeah, guys, thanks so much for watching today. If you are not watching live, there's a couple ways that you can also watch the show. You can watch it on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby, and you can listen to the podcast version of the show. iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher is where it is, and there's a Plain Jane RSS feed. Links to all these things can be found at SethandColby.com. You can also support the show in a few ways. First are the free ways. Follow at Twitch.com, Twitch.tv, not com. I wonder if Twitch.com goes to Twitch. If they were smart, they would have that, right?
I mean, you would think.
Yeah, Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Click the follow button. It does help the show. We appreciate it. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby. We post stuff there, especially Colby. A meme every minute. It's great, dude. So many memes. It's like tons and tons of memes. You can also support us with your money, subscribing, as people have done today, at twitch.tv/SethandColby. $4.99 a month, or if you're really generous, goes up and up. We've got a new hog emote that is pending approval. It's going to be fantastic.
It takes them more than 3 days to fucking approve a hog?
Dude, apparently it does.
What the hell?
Apparently it does. So we're doing that. I'm also have secret plans for two new emotes, a tier 2 and a tier 3 emote that I will leave as a surprise because I don't want to spoil it for Colby either because he probably wouldn't let me do it if he knew what I was going to do. It's going to be great. Also, you can donate money. A giant foghorn will go off. We'll stop whatever topic we're talking about and read your name and message. It'll troll the show and also give me a heart attack. You can also buy a t-shirt. Go to sendthecolby.com/merch. It'll take you to the store where you can buy t-shirts. Merch. We have a bunch of t-shirts there. Send the Colby 10th anniversary t-shirt. That's really cool. Buy we got that. A hog t-shirt, the unofficial mascot of the show. We got a Star Wars shirt. We got a Sahara money drop shirt. That supports the filming of the Sahara Money Drop movie coming to you in theaters starring The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Matthew McConaughey, summer of 2047. So, yeah, could do that also.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And we appreciate it. So thank you guys for letting you be here. We're gonna do fun stuff today. Hey, you know what I was thinking, dude?
What were you thinking?
We have all these cool new intros that we're making, all right? Like, yeah, you're making, I should be clear. You're making them.
Me?
Like,
with no help from you at all?
Well, I did take a picture. I did take
photos.
Pictures.
You can't even take a picture, man.
I mean,
You can't even take a picture.
We took all the pictures but one, dude.
You can't even take pictures. You didn't even do those pictures right. I needed full bodies.
What are you talking about? Well, you didn't specify,
well,
man.
Well, it's like you see an image of a full body Geralt, and you're like, I'm just going to take my head picture.
Yeah, because I don't want my body in the white wolf's armor.
Well, that sucks, because it's going to be hard to put your head on a white wolf's body and not have it look like your head's gigantic.
My head looks gigantic all the time. It looks gigantic on this body.
In comparison to your body, no, it does not.
It's because my body is also gigantic.
It's, I'm going to stab you.
But anyway, what I was thinking, okay? Why don't we put, like the image of me and you right here on a t-shirt? And it could be the Blade Runner t-shirt.
I mean, we could do that.
I mean, if you're making, might as well use that art for multiple ways. You know? Like, I could see me wearing a Blade Runner Seth and Colby t-shirt.
That'd be cool.
I mean, I probably wouldn't. Because people in the mall would be like, all right, that's his face on a different body than his face is currently on the body. And that would make me feel a little self-conscious. But I'm totally fine you wearing it around. Or the fans wearing it around.
Yeah, I would prefer the fans because that dude's wearing a picture of him on a t-shirt of him wearing that t-shirt.
I'm sure you have done that before in your life,
Phil. I've never done that.
You've absolutely worn a shirt with your picture on it before. I know it. You've won the Colby and Colton one.
I've worn it. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
You got me.
Yep. Roasted, dude.
Boom.
Roasted. But yeah. So thank you guys. And yeah, sethandcolby.com/merch. I figured that URL was easier. It'll take you to the Raptor Teeth site, but sethandcolby.com/merch I feel is easier to market. So.
Yeah, that's better.
There you go. I also updated the bottom bar today, so don't say I don't do anything, all right?
No,
to include subbing
so
to the
much.
Channel and the merch page. So I know, man. I know, dude.
You're so good at things, man.
I know, dude.
So good.
I know. I'm the best. Okay.
What?
Let's get into our topics, man. Do you want to talk about something depressing or you want to talk about movies first?
Depressing.
All right, dude. Let's get right into this. Inside Google's $131 million Boulder campus. I just want to see how people
That's
live.
That's depressing.
Yeah, because this is gonna make us feel like garbage. Because these people's lives are all better than our lives, and probably the lives of everyone in chat. So let's all just get ready for a big old sad hug. And here we go.
Big old sad hug.
Company's Colorado workforce will be greeted by a pizza oven and pinball machines. So we don't even need to read it. Let's just look at the photos. This is Google's campus in Boulder, Colorado. So, I mean, you walk in, and there's like a Ferris wheel model. And, like, I mean, honestly, this part right here, it's cool, but it doesn't, like, blow my nips off.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a really cool lobby. Like, they got the aspens and stuff because it's Boulder and it looks like homey and stuff. But, you know, not blown away by it. Now, this right here, though, there's like a literal fire pit and what you would see in like a VIP sex lounge, a couch, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm just waiting to see, you know, iced tea and I can only think of rappers from the 80s. Omarion, Flavor Flav. Remember Omarion, dude? Remember him?
Omarion?
Is that him? Is that how you say his name?
That would be how you say it, I think.
All right. A bunch of rappers.
Omarion.
Dude, I'm going to marry
Omarion.
Them all.
Right.
And then, like, here, there's just a camper in here with, I think these are chairs that look like rocks.
Sure.
But I can't tell. I wanted your opinion.
Dude, people are definitely going to have sex in that camper.
they're all programmers. I think by nature, programmers are virgins, right?
Nah.
I think so.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
They can break their virginity in there. That's really
a lot of really awkward sex happening in that airstream. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sure.
This feels so good.
No, it's still going. Doubled down on it. There's the pizza oven right there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty nice.
Big old pizza oven.
Yep. And then like here's just like just a hallway, man. Like
just yeah, it's like we were feeling Star Trek for this hallway.
Yeah. I mean, but it does say something that like the hallway at this place is better than most office spaces, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Here's pinball machines. Now honestly, I'm a little mad that they got pinball machines because I kinda hate pinball.
Who plays pinball?
Pinball enrages me.
Especially Independence
Day. The concept of pinball is so easy. Hit the ball when it's near the flappers and you'll never lose.
Right.
But then because that's too easy, they got to build in little holes throughout the pinball machine, you know, that also are lose holes, you know, and you can't do anything. And then you get those one pinball machines that have like three sets of flappers. You know, so you don't, like, you got to control the flappers up here to get high scores and the flappers down here to not fall into the extra lose holes. Then you got the bottom flappers. And then you hit, like, some high score thing and six balls come down. Then you're supposed to keep track of all those balls. It's supposed to be easy. And they got to complicate it up so I lose constantly.
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing advanced pinball machines, bro. My worst thing is when you got the flappers and then the ball goes, woo.
And right down the middle? Oh, God. Is there anything more soul-crushing than that?
No, there's nothing you could do.
That's rough.
And that's a point of life.
Right.
It's just like, there's just some things that you gotta just take, live with.
I mean, does this anything look more Coloradan than a man wearing Brooks running shoes, cuffed jeans, a quarter-zip pullover fleece jacket, sitting in a chair drinking coffee out of a nondescript white cup because Starbucks is evil on his MacBook?
It looks like Brandon Painter right there.
That's what I mean, dude. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in a really fancy fucking chair, too.
Also, who's this guy down here?
That dude's taking a nap.
Like, you think he... Morris says, effing hipsters. I mean, but this guy's almost 40. He looks like, right?
Nah, that dude is 29.
Really?
Yep.
He looks old, dude. Don't you think he looks old?
29.
I know, man. But this Buddha head offends me. All right, where's the head?
Yeah, fucking race baiting cultures.
Where's Jesus's head? Huh?
Right.
I want equality. Okay.
Muhammad.
Where's my? I don't think he can do that. I don't think he can do that one. I don't think you can do that one.
Damn it.
And then here's like just a wall full of birdhouses. Like,
for what fucking reason?
Dude, I don't know, but someone got paid to find all those birdhouses. Like Google hired interior designers that just finds birdhouses. Maybe they did. Maybe they placed a woodworking order. You know, who knows, dude?
Because they're all painted the same. There's no way that you can find it.
Like, this is just a wall full of boat oars.
Why? What is he doing?
A member of the media discovers a secret room hidden behind rows of oars. So it's apparently there's a secret handle here, and you just push it, and you can go in. Don't know. There's a weight room, dude. Now see. Now.
Fuck yeah.
See, now I can see your pants.
Let's get it. I'm working out in Google. They probably have fucking CrossFit shit.
Oh, of course. God, like, there's probably hipsters. Like giant tires like over here on the side, you know, like they're flipping and stuff. That's what CrossFit is.
You got
is
a
to
squat
me.
Rack. That's literally all you basically need.
Kettlebells.
Just a couple benches. Got your dumbbells. Yeah. I mean, that's all.
Is Kaiser a good brand?
I would assume so. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of it?
That's a pretty interesting machine, though, because it's a cable machine, but there's two sets of cables on either side, and then you could use three, and like that looks interesting.
Okay.
I like that.
I don't know anything about it.
That looks cool. Most of the time, you just have two, and it's for flies.
What I see in this room is that the lights are too close to the gym floor. Like, I feel like those fluorescents are going to get smacked at some point.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you have dickheads trying to do muscle-ups on that fucking squat.
I just feel like you're going to hit those lights. Like, they just seem too low, man.
Head into the fucking ceiling.
But, I don't know, dude. I mean, if you had a gym at work, and you could save your $40 a month, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go.
Also, if it's at a place where there's a whole bunch of programmers, I doubt anybody's using that gym.
Agreed. They're all in the sex camper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a climbing wall right here.
That looks too small.
Well, it's Boulder. Like, that's what's kind of ridiculous about it. Like, okay, a climbing wall here, okay, but at Boulder, you probably walk outside and there's literal mountains that you could actually climb. because they're mountains.
That's poor choice. You know? Could have added something. It's
because Google always got to have hipster bikes, right? Like, that's just a thing. Hipster bikes at all times. You look pool table. Look at this guy.
It's a nice fucking pool table.
It's a nice pool table, dude.
I'm jealous.
Here's what the actual building looks like. It looks sweet.
I want to go to work there.
Right? That's it. Exterior view of the first building of Google's new Boulder campus. Oh, it's a full campus. Apparently, there's multiple buildings. So, hey, man, you want to see if there's any job openings?
Sure.
We can see here, you know, Google Boulder jobs. I bet there's something for you to do there, man. Come on. Come on, man. Let's see. 100 plus more jobs, dude. Look at this, all right? Content strategist. Okay, that's not you. You don't want to be an intern. Quantitative business analyst, not you.
I got that.
No. Technology manager, no. Content manager, no. Research innovation strategist, no. Software engineer, no. Is not looking good for you. Ooh, interaction designer, man. You could do this. Help define user model of user interfaces for new and existing Google products and features. That's what I could do that.
Sure.
That's like so easy.
Yeah.
Right there, you know. So easy. Let's see what else here. Visual designer, dude. Right here. We weave iconography, typography, color, space, and texture together to help our users successfully navigate our products. What about that, dude?
That sounds like a job I would die at.
38 to 70,000 a year, dude. Guess which side of that pay scale you fall on.
Yeah, the bottom half.
Almost died. But yeah, man, you could do that. What about that, man?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a job I'm going to get fired for.
Why would you get fired for that?
No, because I'm not conservative by any means.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
They don't like rightists.
Dude, the only...
Anyone left of left.
The only people in this thing.
Right of left.
White man. All right. White man. White man. White man. White man. White man. Here's a woman. White man. 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 Woman's head. White man.
Isn't looking good.
Woman. Of course, the receptionist.
Of course.
What a shocker.
What a shock.
So, I don't want to hear nothing about your demographics, man, because what are you? Oh, white man! Turns out you fit right in! There you go, dude. How about that? Constant strategy, design program manager. Can't do that, dude. Let's see if there's anything like video in here. Oh, campus security manager, dude.
Boom.
Yeah.
I will fuck people up.
Yeah,
for Google.
Dude. That's what you could do,
dude,
man.
That sounds great.
What's a people partner? People outrage is trying to revenue human resources. Oh,
no,
so they're just HR people.
Definitely not that.
People partner is like the most.
I am the best people person you'll ever meet.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yep. Absolutely. There are a lot of jobs there, dude.
It's probably because it just opened.
I don't know, man. I feel like... Well, that's the thing, I guess. Like, I guess I would be like, if you work in California, like, is transferring to Boulder really that great? Because you kind of already live in paradise, you know? It's not like Google's headquartered in St. Louis,
yeah.
You know, and I'm going to transfer to Boulder. Like, if you already work in Palo Alto or Austin or something, you probably don't be like, oh, all right, it's a lateral move,
mm-hmm.
You know? Any computer support technicians? I don't know, dude. I mean... Honestly, I feel like all these positions at Google, they can do their own computer support, right?
Probably. I mean, that's got to be like part of the job.
I mean, I'm sure there are, but they're probably just like manager level and above, right? I don't know. Android applications engineer, man. Staffing manager, dude. You could do that.
Nope. That's a people thing.
Here's a senior Google Suite application administrator. At Colorado Boulder, you have experience in that, man. Managing the Google Suite, setting up email accounts for businesses. You've done that before.
Nah.
Yes, you have.
Like once.
That's enough. All right, I can make you a badass resume with one thing on it.
Okay.
All right. I could do it, dude. I could get you a job at Google if you want it, man.
I don't want it.
I don't know why you wouldn't want it.
I want it, but I don't want it.
I mean, I just want you to know, though, that
it's called I go there and then they see me and then I get fired.
I don't think. Why?
That's how life goes.
No. If you want bad, you'd have to go there, work for 3 months, enough for you to think you're safe. Then you get fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
That would be what it would be. You'd be
you
like
get through your, like, you know.
Right, all your stuff. Period. Like, let's say, I bet 11 months is probably where you feel safe. Like, I'm going to be here for another year. A year now, it's great. I'm settled. You know, I'm about to sign a new lease on my apartment.
So, Colby, we found this show that you did on the internet, and there's a lot of interesting views expressed here. You're kind of racist and sexist, and you cuss a whole lot. So, due to that, we're going to have to let you go.
It is funny how you're the one that's employed, and you make all those, and I sit over here and be nice, and I have no boss.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah, you suck.
I mean, you don't have to say the things you say.
Yeah, you suck. Fuck people. I'm not working anywhere that they don't want to hear my opinions.
You don't know they don't want to hear your opinions.
I do know that they
don't know
hear
that. They want to hear your opinions.
Nah, they
man.
Don't want to know that shit.
You don't know they don't want to hear your opinions.
They don't want to know that shit.
Sorry, man. Let's see. Google. We want to do Google computer support technicians. I can't spell the word technician.
Yeah, you're really bad at
it. I'm not on the screen right now. Okay, thank God. Thank God. All right. Basement, we got a desktop support technician at the climate. Who sent it to Wichita? Who did that?
Tekonina.
Okay, you got support specialist. All right. Prioritize, deliver outstanding customer service, contribute to the development of internal products. Right, with large customers. I think this might be sales. I think this might be like technical service for AdWords.
Brand dynamic video specialist.
Hey, look at that, dude. Provide technical feasibility assessments during pre-sales discussions.
What the fuck does that have anything to do with video?
Partner with sponsorships, media, and packaging teams to ensure flawless transitions between sales and implementation. All right. Implement YouTube shows, reservation media campaigns, and programs. Coordinate among client sales and vendor teams, deliver a campaign or program, cultivate and nurture a relationship with business partners. Leverage technical skills to automate and improve multi-step processes.
I need college.
All of these are going to say college. You don't need college, right? You just go in there, you blow them away in your interview, you sail right on through, man.
I need college.
I'm not college educated. Look at my life.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying, man? Sorry, I'm not your cousin, okay?
You have streaming shorts.
I do, yeah. That's true. You have workout pants.
It's because I work out in them.
That's because I stream in these. So what now? Okay? All right?
I'm going to stab you.
How much money you make from working out?
Too much.
You don't make any money working out.
I make so much money.
All right, man. So Google's campus looks great. A little mad.
Hey, so I've been thinking about going back to college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about a business degree?
I think that's a good one because it means literally nothing, which means you can get any job you want.
Right.
Yeah, it's like marketing or business. You just get them. Plus, having someone who knows a little bit about business means I could stop doing the taxes and stuff for our corporations and you could do it instead. And I really
and
want
maybe
that.
Maybe we can actually be successful.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
It's kind of what I've been thinking about.
Yeah, go do it. And
I've already got half done. I might as well finish the other fucking
Well, you did
half.
Like all your generals and stuff already, right? Like really all you need to do is the degree stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds easy. Try to do it like 2 years worth of it in like a couple months. We can really fast track this whole let's get successful. Because to be honest, I don't want to wait 2 years to get successful.
You might
yet.
Have to wait 2 years.
All right. I'm not going to go anywhere. So
okay.
I'm going to be right here 2 years from now. What day will it be 2 years from now? Ask Siri what day it'll be 2 years from now.
What?
Ask Siri what day it'll be 2 years from now. I want to know if we'll be here doing this show 2 years from right now.
No.
Why?
Because it's not going to be a Sunday. It's going
to
be a Tuesday.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. Do you think there might be a leap year in there?
It's
messing
be a
up?
Tuesday.
Ask her, dude. I feel like you're scared. You chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
What is this date 2 years from now?
Why did you ask it like an idiot? 25th of February, 2020. Does it say the day?
No.
Ask her what day will it be 2 years from now.
What day will it be 2 years from now? It's the
25th of February. Siri sucks.
Yeah, she's bad.
Well, I bet if I go to Google, what day will it be 2 years from now? Doesn't tell me either.
February, what's the day? 25th?
Today's the 25th.
Yeah, hey, guess what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
It's a fucking Tuesday! That's how days work!
Chat told us.
God damn it!
Oh my
god. One thing.
Sounds like you need to know a software development experience for every single role, even like security probably. I mean, it's Google. I mean, that doesn't really surprise me. Be like a real agent and get an accounting degree. Yeah, man, be a
real agent. Fuck that. Hey, guess what my dad does?
Accounting.
Yeah.
Dude, your dad would be so happy if you followed in his footsteps, man.
I don't want to do that. It sounds like the worst job. You know, he's
get the same
job
for 40
every
years.
Every day of his life, basically. I don't want to do that. Accounting sounds like the worst thing ever. I hate math, like, with a fucking passion. The biggest passion. You tell me one thing I hate worse.
You're not going to like...
Dead children.
Okay.
Math.
At the risk of math.
Probably the first one.
It's math. Second of all, I don't want to derail your business degree because the whole getting successful thing.
Yep.
There's a lot of math in business.
There's not as much as an accounting.
That's very true. But
I'm
you're gonna have to take accounting classes for your business degree.
Nah.
Yeah.
What's that, man?
I mean, finances is like, it sucks because the thing we're worst at, which is making money, is the thing that's most important in business. Like knowing how to do Excel and stuff, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Although I actually love Excel. Like, that's when I realized that all hope was lost for me ever being young again, is when I'm like, dude, this spreadsheet I made kicks ass.
I mean, the reason why I hate math...
It's because you don't understand it.
I've just never
that's
been
why.
Explained it
yeah.
in a way
it's
that
the same way
I'm
going
to understand it. Yeah. But I just need to focus on it, I guess.
It's honest, like, I know how to do math, but I know how to do it in the absolute wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't learn it in school... But as I journeyed down the road to businesses and making websites, you have to know a lot of math. So I had to learn. But I learned in, like, weird ways. Like, most people are like, all right, how do you divide this thing? And I'm like, well, I know this guy. He has 7 camels. And his 7 camels produce 6 things of eggs every day. And so his 6 eggs mixed with 14 toucan beaks, that equals 21. And that's, like, how I live my life.
Yeah, those are the ways I don't. The word problems.
Well, that's not a word problem. That's simple addition for
that's
me.
That's word problem.
Yeah.
That's a word problem.
Yeah.
That's literally the definition of a word problem is because you incorporated words into math that has numbers.
But I'm not saying it aloud. This is happening in my head. Like, Chris would be like, what's 14 plus 6? And I'd figure it out.
Also, camels and
eggs? I'm really worried you have not corrected me because 14 plus 6 is 20 and not 21.
I don't give a shit. That shows how bad I am with math. I didn't even notice. I was too focused on camels and eggs, bro. You said camels and eggs.
Yeah, camels don't lay eggs either. Yeah, that's
no,
a thing, yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So biology and math. You're real good at those.
I wanted to make sure that I told you it was wrong before chat said it, and then you wouldn't believe me.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, no, you suck.
But I'm a little worried now the chat didn't catch it either.
They were too focused on the egg-camel shit.
The camel-egg thing? Okay.
Also, you
fine.
Just blazed through that terrible-ass word problem with confusing-ass twists and turns. No one gives a shit.
Ass word, ass twist.
Ass twist.
All right, man, let's move on to another topic here. But go to college for business. It's a good idea. What college are you going to go to? Not WSU, right?
Yeah, probably.
God damn it.
Why? Right. Where else would I fucking
go? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's probably the best place for you to go here, yeah.
Definitely not Butler.
No, don't do that. That's not a real school.
It's not.
No.
It's an associate's degree.
Community colleges aren't real schools.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say it. I mean, they give you a degree, but it's not the same.
And I feel like business is also going to be a really good one to do online because
I was
in the graphic program at WSU,
right.
But all those classes, it was like one class, and it had to be in person at the campus.
Gotcha.
And I had one in the morning at 10, and then my second class that day was at 8 at night.
Yeah.
And so I would get, and then I was like, I'm not driving
remember.
Home. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking blue ass. Yeah. I'd just sit in my car for hours.
WSU's far away, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Butler far. But.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, community colleges are fine if you want to get, like, your generals out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if once you're actually ready for degree, you got to go get an actual bachelor's degree.
Well, I mean, I don't even think they offer bachelor's at Butler.
No, it's a community college. Right. You get associates the best. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So that's just ridiculous.
I don't know, man. WTI, dude. Go fix refrigerators,
man. Oh, shit. That was also something I was thinking about was trade school for something. But
trade schools, I mean, trade professions pay a lot of money.
I mean that
because there's not a lot of people willing to do trades right now.
Right.
Like it's huge. It's a huge problem. But at the same time, it sucks.
What else am I going to use these muscles for?
Security at Google, dude.
I don't want to beat people up. I don't know how to beat people
that don't
up.
Get muscles.
I have muscles, though, and I like muscles.
Giant buckets of chicken.
I need something that uses my fitness, so I have an excuse for paying for the fucking gym.
You think fixing bitches. Air conditioners is going to get
There's more muscles? Physical labor in that than I'm going to type on a computer all fucking day.
Not much, man.
There's much.
Maybe when you go up into an attic to fix a heater, there's a swarm of bees up there, and you have to, like, swat them away. Then you'll use your muscles.
Construction.
But... Yeah, you could do that. Could do construction. There's a lot of money
I
in construction, too, man.
It, man. I got the boots
You do have
it.
Those Timberlands, dude. Mm-hmm. You got them.
I don't know. Next fucking topic.
All right.
Life shit.
Paramount drops the Transformers 6 from its slate, but is it planning a universe reboot?
Fuck no.
We hate to be the bearer of bad, but actually kind of brilliant news. It seems as though our next planned trip to the Transporter universe has been canceled. Unfortunately, we're on about Transformers 6 here, which we guess is more Transformers 7, and not the upcoming Bumblebee spinoff, which is very much steaming ahead.
What?
Corbin, you didn't know there was a Bumblebee spinoff?
No!
I'm blowing your mind right now, aren't I?
Who owns this? Paramount?
Yes.
What else do they have? Anything?
J.J. Abrams movies. They make the Mission Impossibles and all that. Star Trek.
Oh my god, man. Everybody's trying to be fucking Disney. Have their established
make
brands.
Lots of money, yeah.
Just like, get the fuck out.
According to Cinema Blend,
that makes sense.
Transformers 6 was reportedly tipped for a 2019 release.
Transformers?
And has now been removed from Hasbro Paramount's slate of upcoming titles. With every cloud, there exists a silver lining, however.
Wait.
Because although it's looking likely Transformers 6 will never see the light of day, Cinema Blend is also reporting that Hasbro Paramount are planning to reset the entire franchise following Bumblebee's release later this year.
Scroll back up real quick.
Yeah.
A little bit more. John Cena says Bumblebee film is Transformers reboot. Are you telling me John Cena's in this Bumblebee movie?
No, no, dude. I can click that real quick. I'm going down the rabbit hole here. John Cena has dropped some serious hints about his challenging role in the Transformers movie spinoff.
Oh my.
Set in the late 80s.
Fucking God!
Bumblebee will see titular Transformer befriend
Slit
a teenage
my
girl.
Throat.
With
this
Cena.
Is fucking retarded.
With Cena rumored to be playing an agent of the secret government Operation Sector 7.
Oh.
It's a bit of a different role, the Ferdinand star and WWE legend told Digital Spy. I don't want to confirm a Cena heel turn because it's not a full-blown deal like that, but it's damn sure close.
Stab me in the chest.
It's awesome to be involved with the franchise and a pleasure to be asked to be part of the movie, but I took the part because it was challenging for me. It's something that I haven't been able to showcase that I wanted to do. You're wanting me to click that, remember it. You brought that upon yourself.
Oh my god, man. My soul. My soul is just sucked from my body.
And that resetting of old movie series, which is very much needs the last night's reception to be considered, might involve the Hasbro Paramount big guns. Not content with dominating the action figure and toy market, the Hasbroniverse has big screen adaptations of G.I. Joe, Dungeons and Dragons, and Micronauts in the pipeline. But that's not all. It's also revealed earlier this month that an Action Man movie is in the works, complete with penciled-in director and screenwriter. Sorry about that.
Action Man?
Yep. Action Man. Please stop this. You can't actually buy an Action Man toy in shops these days because... So why is there an action movie in the cars behind a movie in the cars behind us? Whether like it or not, and we don't, FYI, Paramount love with toy giant Hasbro is currently developing a film with the old school action hero. It isn't just weird dystopia pipe dream either, because the director and scriptwriter is already on board with the film Muppets and the Alice Through the Looking Glass director James Bobin and Paddington 2 co-writer Simon Farnby. Paddington 2 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way. If it was Adult Swim, I'm sure there's robot chickens with Action Man in it, right? I don't know what Action Man is, but if that's a screenshot, there's 100% a robot chicken with that thing in it, yeah.
Yeah, writer of Paddington 2 did the films Allison Through the Looking Glass and whatever the hell the other one was.
Yep.
That's not good. Muppets? Fuck that. Life needs to stop doing these terrible things.
What about Peanut?
P90X!
Ray, why do you even have an emote for P90X? This is not a global emote, is it?
Confuse.
Confuse P90. Who is Confuse? Who is that?
Confuse say.
Don't know.
Confuse say. Arigo.
It's a role player you watch, dude. P90X. Dude. What did you say? Did you just do something racist that I missed?
Confuse say. Arigo. I'm staring down two eyes, Lloyd. Confused to say, all right, run!
Boom! Oh, my God.
Shit. Ah! Thought I pulled my cock off.
Did Ren just type Confused Devil, and then he typed Confood, and then he just said, aw, typos, and gave up? That's what happened.
Ah,
right?
Typos.
It's actually amazing, but yeah. So, Transformers, rebooting it, man.
I mean, they basically did that with Mark Wahlberg when he came on. It was the same thing.
That's right, because Shia LaBeouf left.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to reboot him?
No! Haven't you made enough fucking money? Just die already.
You can never have enough money, man.
Yeah, you can when you have these shit-ass movies and you're destroying people's souls.
Rand said, I can't die.
I centipede?
I centipede. Where's your hogging boat? Twitch is still approving it, man. It's
getting
coming.
There, man.
It's in Discord, though. It's in Discord.
It's
you can hog it up in the Discord
there.
Channel all you want, man. Yeah. So, yep. Chris Tucker confirms that Rush Hour 4 is officially happening, man. You excited about this? Did you like the other Rush Hour movies?
About time, yeah.
Yeah, I liked the Rush Hour movies. So this is kind of exciting to me. Like, Chris Tucker appeared on ESPN podcast The Plug. Tucker was asked if him and Jackie Chan would team up over again for the Rush Hour franchise, to which Tucker replied, it's happening. This is going to be the rush of all rushes. Jackie is ready, and we want to do this, so that's what people don't ever forget. So the last 7 years, we've been turning down the script, but yesterday we agreed, and that's when Jackie said Tucker was on the fence about coming back. So Rush Hour 4 is going to happen, man. Rush Hour 4 is going to happen. Do we not have Hog on this channel? I run too many Twitch channels, dudes.
You have one other one. One other one.
It's too many. How many do you have?
I have one.
No, you have none. Because I run this one, bitch. Otherwise, this would be on here.
Newman drums, asshole.
You run that, man?
Yeah,
do you?
It's all me. So much content there.
I wish there was, dude.
Merch at NewmanDrums.com.
Does that work?
No.
Nightbot commands. Let's see. Swigs. And get lucky here. We'll just click this one, and then we'll place Dr. Disrespect with Z-Swigs. Because I'll just steal it from me. Okay, Hog.
What?
I'm adding the command for Hog, dude, okay?
I'm confused. Do you have one for Hog Wild?
Apparently Hog Wild is a thing that we also have. On Z Swigs, not on this channel. Okay, now you guys can hog in chat and it'll hog, okay? Yeah, I don't know why Hog Wild was ever something I added to my channel. That's a little disturbing, actually.
Is it for the fucking Overwatch? Isn't there a hog in that?
There is a hog, but I don't know how that would relate to the thing, to my channel in any way. Okay, now exclamation point Discord is also a thing, so you can join the Discord.
A thingy thing.
Okay.
What is that link that you made for the hog, though? Is it the picture of the hog?
Yeah, it's this right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go, man. Hog's important to this show. It's our mascot.
You feel like bald George Lucas Rajit now? This typing?
I know what you mean, Ren, but Colby doesn't participate in our Discord.
My Atlanta.
So he doesn't
that's fucking terrifying.
He's a diabetes.
Diabetes?
The diabetes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of great memes on here, man. You should check out our Discord.
I look at it.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
No, this was posted yesterday at 12:11 a.m., man.
Jeez, those asshole, but I've looked at the other ones.
Did you look at this one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you see this one?
Yes, I did.
Because this is a great meme right here. You should.
I saw that one.
You didn't comment on it.
Nah, I don't comment on anything.
You should go here and hit, like, add reaction, and then, like, put the hog in there, see? That's what you can do every time. You know, like this one, go in here, add reaction hog, you know. Just add those things to Discord. That's what you
Whoa.
Need to do. So you need to do. But yeah, yeah. Lots of stuff happening in our Discord, guys. You should, if you're not a member, you should check it out. Check that out. What is this? Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about bad movies. The anticipated Godzilla vs. Kong. Still a ways off, but the good news is filming doesn't seem to be that far away. Showdown isn't slated to release until 2020, but it seems the film will start shooting on October 1st, perhaps sometime in February of 2019. Godzilla vs. Kong will be helmed by Adam Wingard, but fans of Kong Skull Island should be pleased to hear that some of the same sensibilities of Kong will make their way into the upcoming Showdown. What do you think, man? Kong vs. Godzilla.
Godzilla was better than Kong.
I don't remember Godzilla at all. I never saw Kong.
Kong was just shit.
I feel like I didn't need to see it.
It tried to be serious, but also funny. Godzilla didn't have any funny moments in it at all.
There's a Seth and Colby Discord. Well, it's a Discord for everything involving us. Exclamation point Discord in chat. You can get an invite link based on Brandon. You join it. Have fun. Godzilla would kick King Kong's arse. Doesn't he breathe fire? He wins.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I want there to be a good monster movie. You know?
Like Cloverfield?
Well, but Cloverfield, there's one that's good.
Right. But yeah, I meant the original.
Right. There is the rest of the universe has really no monsters in it.
Fuck those other movies.
So, like, I want there to be a King Kong versus Godzilla, but I wish there were also three other movies about monsters before this movie happened, and that those movies were good. Like, wouldn't that be nice?
Like, Godzilla, I just rewatched it because I'm making another thing.
Right.
Thing.
Another one of these right here.
Yeah, we're going to. Speaking of which, don't let me forget that picture. Since
That's right.
Like, you suck at
Yeah,
life.
I know, man. I'm sorry Chris didn't take it. It's your fault. It has nothing to do with me.
I rewatched, like, there's this parachuting scene when they parachute down, like, on top of Godzilla, and he's fighting this big old fucking monster. It's goddamn, it's beautiful.
Okay.
But it's pointless.
Right.
Because it's little tiny people trying to fight Godzilla.
What is it about these universes where, I mean, DC did it too, where they're like, okay, let's make one movie, Batman, and then let's make the team-up movie. Like, why can't they make four movies and then a team-up movie? Why can't they have Godzilla 1 and 2, King Kong 1 and 2, both of them be, all four of them be good, and then have a team-up movie?
I don't know. Also, Kong is on Kong's Island. Godzilla.
Did it end with him on Kong Island?
Oh, yeah. And then Godzilla is just...
Maybe they're going to take him one of those helicopters from Jurassic World, man.
In the ocean.
Official player says no, but I'm not exactly sure as to what he's saying.
No!
No, too. So.
No!
No! No! What was the last one? I feel like there was one more.
No.
Right here. Speaking of bad movies, Jurassic World 3 is in the works with 2021 set as a release date. So the second one hasn't even come out. And they're already planning the third Jurassic World.
They already know that the dumb people are going to go and see it and be like, oh, I say dinosaurs.
Colin Trevorrow will be returning. So he did the whole trilogy. June 11th, 2021 is when it's supposed to come out.
Sweet.
We don't really believe it.
Thanks, website.
Website,
a lot of details
suck.
Being locked in a canister. Because, mostly, because, you know.
They don't have them yet.
Well, they would spoil the second one, right?
No, sure. But,
dude, I thought the universal opinion or consensus was that Jurassic World 2 looked like hot garbage.
Yeah.
So, is it still going to make $1 billion anyway?
No.
Then why would they plan a 3 without... They're obviously confident. that it's going to make enough money that they're going to... Because isn't Jurassic World like the number three or four movie of all time right now?
It's, sadly,
because
yes.
They bamboozled all of us. Mm-hmm. And we're like, ooh, it's a modern era reboot with Chris Pratt. It's going to be great. And then it wasn't that good. And now the two looks really bad. And so they're like, let's double down and make a three. I mean, we got six Transformers movies, so...
This is why I give up on movies.
See, these movies are going to be made until we die. Movies now are like a factory made. I would agree. Basic Brain says they're very confident about the sales of this sequel. So, I don't know. I guess audience opinion has nothing to do with success anymore. It just worries me that there are literally people out there that just go, dinosaurs! And then they just buy a ticket. With no regard for if the movie's good or bad.
Oh, yeah. The movie was terrible. There were so many plot points in it that one they didn't even use. And
right.
Just put in there for fuck knows why.
Well, and then two, they're going back. There's a raptor in a little girl's bedroom.
I don't know.
Why?
And it knocks.
I mean, I liked it. It just didn't feel like it was awesome.
It knocks.
That's right. I'm here. I'm here to eat you.
Hey, little girl. I'm a raptor. Rawr.
Scary raptor. I don't know, man. It's just...
I clicked that heat vision over there.
What?
Heat vision.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that one.
A Marvel fan and a serial skeptic debate Black Panther?
Yeah, that, go
that's,
for it.
That's what you want to read?
I do. I want to see it. Well, I've been seeing a whole lot of these fucking, like...
A lot of words.
...videos on YouTube about, you know, reviews and shit like that. I haven't seen them yet because I haven't seen the movie, and now I've seen the movie, and now I want to know about it.
There's too many words in here, man.
Good and terrible.
When I was thinking of ways to write about Black Panther, I immediately knew I wanted to write something about it with you, Stephen Boone. There were selfish reasons for this. You really don't write as much as you should, man. But there is also the immediate appeal of forcing you, someone who's generally disinterested in superhero movies, to watch and evaluate a film that many are treating as a game changer for the genre, such as it is.
How? How is it a game changer? Other than the fact that it's an entire black cast, basically.
Well, I think that's the idea.
Is that the only game changer?
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big game changer, though, for that community of people.
I mean, congrats, guys. Congrats. But as for a movie being a movie with a plot and things...
No, very standard.
It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I said in my review was, is that like I didn't even really think about that it had an all-black cast. I was just watching it for the superhero movie, so... But I know that's not how other people see it.
I don't know.
I mean, we went into a whole thing about how, like, I don't get it because I didn't relate to heroes or anything when I was younger. And, like, I get that people probably do it. It's probably a big deal for them. Kobe, remember, we're soulless animals. There are people out there that have feelings and things like that.
What are those?
I can't explain it, but I know they exist. You know, it's like I know the Andromeda Galaxy is out there. But I can't explain it or I just know it's there.
Don't know enough about stars.
That's right. That's right, man. So I'm not going to read. There's too much. Do I have to read this?
No. Please.
Okay, thank God.
I regret telling you to click that.
Okay, man. Here. This man is a developer working in AR kit, Apple's AR kit, and he made this.
You watch your film?
Yes.
Are you watching a film?
Morris's people.
British people.
I mean, these kids are too young to be watching The Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no. The videotape's playing. Is that the daughter?
Yeah, that's a kid.
I'd be like, hey, put on VR goggles real quick.
She's like actually coming out of the TV, man.
No.
Man, that man hates his family, just for the record.
Yeah.
That man hates his family. I don't know, dude. It does change horror a lot, doesn't it? Like, imagine a haunted house, and you're wearing an AR headset.
Oh, yeah, that sounds so much fun. That you, sounds
you would
like
absolutely
the best.
Do that, man.
I would fucking rather die.
You would do it, though.
I don't like
you
horror.
Would do it.
No.
You and would?
Jump scare shit. Fuck that.
Mm.
I'm good.
Mm. You'd do it.
I'm good.
You'd do it, though. I don't know, man. That like...
If I had a lightsaber to defend myself, sure.
It makes me wonder if, like, public safety stuff taken out of the way. Like, do you think we'll ever get movies that involve AR like that? Like, they already got us wearing glasses. Like, wouldn't it be cool to go to, like, an AR theater? You know? And you're watching a movie, like, The Strangers or something, and then there's, like, a scene, and, like, you look to your right or left, and there's actually strangers, like, standing next to you in the theater, but they're not real.
No.
You know, wouldn't that be intense?
That sounds way too heart attacky, man.
Wouldn't that be intense?
I'm gonna die. That will kill me.
Did you know the Andromeda Galaxy is on a collision course with our galaxy? Yeah. I actually did know that, yeah.
They're gonna dance for a little while.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Did you watch The Cosmos, Morris? Because I feel like that's where it's from. Well, I mean, it's from scientists, but it's also in
Neil deGrasse Tyson proved that one. He told us.
Straight from his mouth. He predicted it like Nostradamus.
Yep. Do we want to talk about Duncan Jones complaining about Warcraft and why it didn't work, man?
What happened to the Spaceman story, man?
What Spaceman story?
You had a Spaceman story last Sunday that we were going to read, but we didn't. Because
about the time traveler, man?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh.
I know, I was really curious about that one.
Well, that's a good enough reason for me never to click it. I'll scroll back to last Sunday. We'll pull up that story, man. He ain't here today. He's going to miss out.
Yep.
It actually weirds me out when he's here.
That's very...
All right, let's see here. Pizza Hut? It's not what I want.
Yeah, it may look amazing, but then we also might collide with a fucking star, Morris.
I mean, we're not going to be alive, dude. It ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to look like to us? Nothing, because we'll be dead.
Yeah, we'll be in the dirt.
Yes.
We will be dirt.
Be eating our eye holes. We'll be eaten by worms,
oh,
dude.
Oh, give me those worms in my eye holes. Hail cheese.
Here it is.
Hail cheese.
Time traveler Alexander Smith makes ludicrous claim to prove he's from 2118 and reckons he has a picture that proves he's telling the truth. He says he visited the future in the 80s as part of a top secret CIA mission. Let's just watch this video. It's easier than reading, huh?
I do have something to show you today.
This man looks fake. Doesn't he look fake?
He looks like a fucking alien.
This picture was taken in the year 2118.
Yeah, that's a young man in a bald man's suit.
This picture was the city I walked in. I'll never forget when I took that picture.
Fuck up your face.
It was right outside the city before I had walked into it.
That's not how an old man sounds.
What do you think?
That sounds like a young man doing an old man impression.
The snap he claims to have shot while visiting 2118 appears to be of a futuristic city. Speaking to Apex TV, Alexander said he was putting his life at risk by revealing details of his so-called jaunts to the future. Though this didn't seem to deter the alleged former CIA man, who spoke at length about global warming and aliens who are apparently due to drop by Earth in a few decades. But at no point during the interview in which he brandishes this photo does he explain exactly how he managed to pull off this amazing time-traveling feat. Speaking to the YouTube channel Apex TV, he says, I visited the year 2118 as part of a top-secret CIA mission. As to my knowledge, it was one of the first times that time travel had successfully been completed. I went to the future and then back to the past. This happened in 1981. Mr. Smith, who claims to be putting his own life at risk by taking the interview, also reveals
that... You may have heard of the Australian millionaire who recently claimed millennials could afford to buy a home.
What? Millennials? What?
You know.
I went to the future, back to the past, happened in 1981. Mr. Smith, who claims he's putting his own life at risk by taking the interview, also reveals that when aliens arrive, they'll visit the world's top officials and then immediately leave, being disgusted with the state of humanity. He added, aliens do not visit us. There are intelligent extraterrestrials that do come to Earth. This is in the mid-21st century. There's actually contact with intelligent extraterrestrials long before it was revealed to the public. These aliens don't necessarily live among us, but they do visit from time to time. What are you looking at?
I just googled Future City Green, and I'm seeing if I can find that fucking image.
I'm sure someone would have already done that, man.
Yeah, you would think, right?
He also claims to know the world's greatest risk in the future. He added, there are many threats to the human race. The number one threat to humanity as we know it is global warming, rising sea levels, as well as the increase in CO2 in our atmosphere. But he is not the first alleged time travel to raise eyebrows this week. A man claiming to be from the year 2030 passed a lie detector test and has some alarming predictions about the future. We also shared the stories of time travelers who say they can really prove it. Okay, 2030 is not that far in the future, though.
What is this website?
This is The Sun. This is one of Morris's papers.
Morris, what are you doing right about this shit?
I like how we just blame Morris for everything
Morris,
in England.
Morris, you suck, man. How dare you write this horse shit?
Oh, he wrote it himself?
Yeah, that was his article, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I see it right here. It says, look
Morris
at
Minor, here, hold writer on. And producer of The Sun.
Writer and producer of The Sun. Here, dude, let's here, watch this. There we go.
You're doing real good there, man.
There we go. Dude, you're not lying. Oh, my God, dude. This is insane. It actually says by Morris Minor on here.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. See?
At least he apologized for it.
He did apologize. But I can't believe he actually wrote this article, dude. I thought
and
you were
under
joking.
Under your surname, too. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want people knowing where you are. I know. Yeah. I get it.
I mean, if he's writing about time travel, he's got to be careful. Because, yeah. You know, the CIA could come get him.
Right.
What do you think, man? You think it's possible?
No.
You don't think it's possible? You don't think there's even a tiny chance?
I have no hope for magic of any sort in this fucking world.
You think that's magic?
I mean, some future crazy shit, yeah. You think time travel just happens?
I don't know, man. My cell phone, I feel like, is kind of magic.
Nope.
Like, you tell someone in the 1800s that there's going to be roads, number one, they'll probably be like, whatever. And then you get show them your cell phone, they'll die.
Romans had roads, man.
I don't know. I just don't see, like, I think the biggest tell to me is that none of the stuff, like big green buildings and that type of thing, I don't feel like any of that's going to change. Like, I feel like when you watch a movie where there's flying cars or super, you know, crazy space cities,
yeah.
That's the immediate tell that that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if they're like, here's 2138, and it's just a picture of the Burj Dubai, and it's a little rustier, that's what I think. Because, like, how old is the Empire State Building?
Really old.
Like, it's like early 1900s, right?
I think so.
So it's 100 years old. So 100 years from now, it'll be 2118, almost when this guy was there. And you're going to tell me that the Burj Dubai is going to be big and green now? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, time has already passed a lot for a lot
Not
of places.
Unless aliens show up, man. Aliens bring
also,
all that.
Also, aliens show up and
Wakandans
we're going to
Wakandans come out of their den.
Green now because yeah. There's aliens. Like, that
Wakandans
doesn't...
Wakandans come out of their shitholes and is like, hey, future technology peeps. Is it me or was it racist that all the buildings looked like they were in a fucking forest? Like, they couldn't just have normal-ass buildings. They had to have a hut built into a future building.
It was their culture, man.
Just like, shut the fuck up.
They don't need to be anyone but themselves.
You wouldn't
like,
put
that's the point.
Sticks as a roof on top of a multi-billion dollar skyscraper.
Maybe you would.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Especially when you have fucking little
you say
tiny
they,
beads
you
that
say they
form.
Got Africa it up? Is that what you're worried
yes.
about?
Yes!
Yeah.
I was like, if that... I don't know. It just blew my mind. Like, if that was done by white people, that'd be the most racist thing ever.
But I think the fact that it was done by black people...
But it was also done by white people.
Well, I don't know enough about that to dispute it.
Like, yeah, black director,
but
black cast,
but I mean,
black
he decides
writer.
How it looks, right?
I mean...
I would think, yes, if he's the writer and the director, he could decide how it looks.
But still, who profits the most off this?
Well, Bob Iger, big white man
big
from Disney.
Big white man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I
that's
know.
True, but...
It was just very over the top, I think. It didn't need to be
think,
that over
I
the
think
top.
The sentiment was that because they're so isolated, they've evolved technology to only suit what they know and their needs. And so they don't need big old shiny buildings because they saw a big old shiny building
they
in New York.
They had big old shiny buildings with fucking stick roofs.
Well, I think that's what it is.
In
like
the
they
middle of
they
them.
Use vibranium, but they can also use what their homeland has.
I don't know.
Because they don't need to appease to outside people.
Also, this giant little disc in that dude's fucking face.
Yeah, that was weird.
That disturbs me.
There's this guy at Disney. Like, he's one of the Imagineers at Disney. You've probably seen him. And he's got, like, 18, like, things in his earlobe. Mm. And just hangs down. And that disturbs me. He's white as can be, too. And it disturbs me,
That's
dude.
Just weird.
It's weird. It's weird. I think you're looking too much into it, Colby. I would agree. Yeah. Colby's just trying to find something to be racist about, I think.
I'm just like...
He feels oppressed.
They pick and choose, man. They pick and choose some shit to fucking flip out about. Media.
Who's they, Colby?
The media and people. All them libtards.
Those people?
All the libtards, SJW
I like how you
cooks.
Are you now adopting that I'm a right winger? Is that what you're
doing? Yeah, this is my new character.
It's your character.
MAGA.
I love it, dude. Oh, it's so great. Because there's going to be someone new watching us, and they're not going to know. And then we're going to end up with a situation like we had a week ago. And then you're going to be stuck agreeing with those madmen.
I'm down.
Okay.
Character me is full on. Chuck Hardwood. That's my name.
Chuck Hardwood.
I'm chucking hardwood all day long, man.
Can you please go change your Twitch name to Chuck Hardwood?
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Dude, you know how great it would be for you to do a weekly right-wing show where you're like Stephen Colbert?
Hello, this is Chuck Hardwood.
This is Chuck Hardwood, and I'm here. We're going to talk. Let's break it down tonight's tree. It's just a big tree, and each one has a story on it. You do it live, dude. You can do it from here. It'll be great. I'll run your board, dude. By run your board, I mean I'll just sit over there and be off camera because it's already RAM.
Russian shut who down? What happened? Wait, what? What are we talking about? We're not down. We're up.
Oh, yeah, we're still streaming.
Right?
Yeah. I got it right here, dude.
What are they talking about?
I don't know why. Actually, I don't know why it's playing over here. I went to host it, and I just never turned it on. So,
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know. Last week? He said last week.
Ah.
What's he mean, man?
I don't know. What happened last week?
Does he mean the right wingers?
Yes. We got attacked by... Trolls.
Oh, wait, what happened? How did we miss that?
Mm-hmm.
We're too stupid to ever do anything. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we, last Sunday, there was one dude who we couldn't figure out whether or not he was a troll.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't. He just was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, and we talked for about an hour debating with this guy, and then my internet crashed. And it was really
the show
awkward.
Just cut out.
Yeah, it just went away.
Yeah.
So it's on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/SethandColby and click last Sunday's episode.
It's an interesting one.
It's a quite interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we got the guy donated $1, and one of the trolls subbed to us, and he's never been back. So that's weird.
It's super weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great episode.
So yeah, that's what happened. Oh, by the way, Basement Bray, I'm just talking directly to you and only to you. I drove by that sushi buffet you told me about, and it looks awesome. I'm going to go try that out.
What was it?
Milo or something like that? I don't know. Milo and Otis, something like that? I don't know.
I had sushi last night.
Did you really, man? Mm-hmm. How'd it go? Okay, first of all, what sushi did you have?
Fuck.
Why'd you have to ask me that? It's a weird sushi. Well, because I need to know what kind of sushi you had. Like, was it cooked sushi or raw sushi?
I had a California roll.
Okay, that's barely sushi, but okay.
I had a tuna roll.
That's a good place to start, though. California roll is the most American sushi you can eat. Delicious and very American.
Yes. Hold on. I got to get their menu up because I forget what that was.
Where'd you go?
Wasabi.
Oh, that's a great place, yeah.
Wasabi!
Did you go to the one downtown or the one over here on the west side?
West side.
I've never been in there. Is it like an actual restaurant?
Yeah.
Do they serve things other than sushi?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got teriyaki.
Mizu, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Teriyaki chicken was the one my actual meal.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But it came with
California rolls on the side. Yeah. I've seen that. You got the little platter.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah?
Let's see. I didn't go with sashimi because that sounded like...
Sashimi is literal raw fish. That's what me and Chris get when we go. We get sashimi.
We got the Stonehenge.
Okay.
So crab, avocado, shrimp tempura, cream cheese with like a spicy mayonnaise.
Okay, shrimp tempura is fried shrimp, so it's not raw at all.
Mm, right, yeah. Just these are the deep fried.
Right.
Yeah, we got one of those. We got one of those and then something else. Sushi, maybe? I think we just got the tuna. We got the tuna sushi roll.
Okay. It's good. Did you like it?
I liked the fried one.
Yeah.
Fried one was definitely much more.
You eat like a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that fried shit, man. Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, basically, that's not real sushi. Yeah.
What's not real sushi?
What you ate?
The fried one?
Yeah.
What's real sushi?
It's raw.
Sashimi?
Sushi is raw. Well, sashimi isn't a sushi. Simplistically, sushi is rolled. Mm-hmm. Sashimi is not.
Okay.
So, like, a tuna that sashimi is literally a piece of raw tuna on a it doesn't even come on rice. I usually eat it on rice because I like rice, but you literally it's just a piece of sushi or a piece of tuna, and you just put it in your mouth, usually with ginger or wasabi or some soy sauce or whatever you like, but it's just a piece of raw fish.
So why?
Because it tastes delicious, man.
Raw fish?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you wouldn't like it. I like my crew, my, what am I saying? Only word I can think of is cafeteria. That's not right. Cuisine is the other word. It starts with a C. The entirety of what I eat, 80% of it is Asian. I eat a lot of Asian food. I'm basically a big fat Asian.
What the fuck word were you trying to think?
I don't know, man. I can't think of it.
You're
tempura is originally Portuguese. Seaweed is good. I like seaweed. I love seaweed, dude. I love it. Your yeah, but palate? Basement, you are Asian, so it's less weird. I'm actually a fat Asian. Dude. Yeah. I love eating Asian food.
Sushi, the food of my people, man.
Can I show you what I like eat every day? Mm. Can I go grab it? You're going to have to fill like 15 seconds.
Great.
Pick up my headphones, man.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to actually destroy them. I'm destroying his headphones, people. You ready? It's going to just snap right in two. Up, it broke. I broke your headphones. They're dead.
Thanks, man. I don't need them. This is what I eat, like, every day. These right here. These ramen noodles right here, dude. These are straight flame right there, man.
Paldo. Fun and yum.
Look at that.
And this is definitely American. You're like, oh, it's a Japanese brand.
I don't think it's it is. Japanese I actually think brand. It's like Vietnamese or something.
Oh, yeah. You can read this, guys, right? You can read backwards.
I think it's actually Vietnamese.
You could read backwards. Right?
Where does it say it's from? Made.
Paldo.
That's the name of the brand. It's not made in Paldo. It's like, ooh, it's made in Nabisco. Yeah, that's where I get these, Asian market. The Togbing or whatever, the Togbing supermarket.
Di produksi oleh Paldo Co. Jumbo Dero Pubo Yup.
Waiting for the country.
Ichiansi Gyeongju, Korea.
Korea, oh, sweet. Actually made it there. Korea. Yeah, so these right here.
Distributed.
These are a dollar a thing. I get them a pack of five at the Asian supermarket, dude. And I put two hard-boiled eggs in it, all right, which I make in my Instant Pot. Best hard-boiled eggs of all time, all right? Amazing hard-boiled eggs. I make those. And then I put some sriracha while I'm boiling it, all right? Put it in my bowl. Mm-hmm. And then I put in some kantatsu sauce, and I put that in there, and it makes it delicious. I'm just so good, dude. So that's what I had for lunch today.
Sounds great.
Dude, it is great.
I had two pieces of Quick Trip pizza.
You had convenience store pizza?
Yeah.
Did you stop and get that on the way here and eat it in the car?
Basically. I left my house at 1:30 to get food.
When you scan this into MyFitnessPal, it literally just says ramen noodle brick. Because it's like, what is this? Like, what's the brand? Paldo Fun and Yum Soy Flavor Noodle?
Soy Flavor Noodle.
I think that's what you would technically call it.
That's what it is, technically.
But, yeah, man. I'm trying to eat noodles that don't include palm oil as well, because palm oil is destroying lots of the environment, so...
It's hard to find.
Oh, Mr. Environment.
Sorry that I want the world to exist.
Go grow some trees, hippie.
All right, I'm sorry, Chuck Hardwood. I had to remember your name for a second.
Dude, you chuck some hard wood, man.
Is your name a masturbation joke? Okay.
Or a gay joke, one of the two.
You can't be gay if you're MAGA.
Oh, they're all gay. Hiddenly. Secretively.
Oh, yeah, closeted, you mean? Like, a gay, like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, fuck them gays, I wanna be one.
We were, when we went and saw Lady Bird last, I'm gonna spoil a little plot point of Lady Bird, so if you care, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a scene where, like, her first boyfriend, she goes to a Catholic high school. The whole movie takes place basically over her senior year in Catholic high school.
Terrible decision.
So I thought about you the entire movie.
Oh, great, because, yeah. Oh, so you know my pain now?
Well, she...
You know my pain?
Anyway, there was a boy there, okay, and...
Raped by Jesus.
He was... Oh my God. He was her first boyfriend, but, like, he would never, like, touch her boobs, and they wouldn't have sex because he respected her too much, and mm-hmm. So, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone just thought, like, oh, he's just a good Christian. So it turned out she walked in on him in the bathroom making out with some dude. And when that happened, some guy in our theater was like, oh... Because we live in Kansas, and I'm just like, that dude, he protests too much.
Oh yeah, he does.
What is happening right now?
He wants the dick.
You look like you're looking at me like that right now.
Yeah,
I could stop buddy. The show. We could go get down to business. I've been waiting 10 years for this
pretty
moment.
Pretty good.
Eight years because I couldn't have wanted it before you were
18. Let's roll it out, man.
It's too loud. It's too loud. Colby has, like, hit a wall, and he's
getting
like
that dead point, man.
He's like snapped.
I'm getting that dead point.
I don't think I've ever experienced this with Colby before. Oh my God, dude! I think if it makes you feel better, I think we have talked about all our top topics.
Burn the rainforest down, man.
I feel like it was actually Colby behind you.
Burn it down.
Why are we burning down the rainforest? You're just yelling, burn.
Fuck the environment. Pour a whole bunch more CO2 right up my butt and out. All right.
It's like that I'm meme done. Of the guy touching his head. It's like you can't have an environment to save if there's no environment.
Bam. Bam.
I would give all the money in my bank account to watch a Seth and Colby sex tape. Rin, you're a Twitch streamer. I know that's not enough money in there for us to make that. But I will speak for Colby. I'm fairly certain that if it was enough money, me and Colby would do it for the money. It would take more money for him than it would for me, I'm going to be honest, but he'd break down. He'd do it for the money. How much money would it cost you to have sex with me on tape?
Oh, man.
And I'll be the bottom. Make it easier on you.
I couldn't do it.
You could. For the money, you could do it, dude.
I don't think I could do it.
You could do it, man.
Millions.
Millions? Well, yeah. I've expected it to be in the millions.
And then would we have to split that, I'm assuming, as well?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so, like...
I should get more because I'm the bottom.
30.
I should get 60 for
30 mil.
30 million?
That's my price.
Good Lord! My God, dude. I'd do
I'm
it...
I'm never going to be able to forget that.
If we split it, I'd do it for 100 grand. That's enough money to get me out of debt. I'd do it for
50 grand?
Yeah. It's enough money to get me out of debt and some. I'd be fine. Let's do it to that. 100 grand. I will rape Colby. Because I need that money.
This show has gone somewhere. I think I might have brought it here, but...
You definitely did this to yourself. Okay. This is what Chuck Hardwood brings to the show, man. Just remember that.
Chuck Hardwood.
Yes.
Can you Google Chuck Hardwood real
quick?
Yeah,
sure.
I just want to see if there's an actual person. Like, what if it's a porn star?
I mean, that's a great porn name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck's Hardwood Flooring in Denver, Colorado is the first thing. It's the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh. I think Chuck's Hardwood Flooring might be your only problem.
I could be their spokesperson.
This is Chuck Hardwood for Chuck's Hardwood Flooring. Come on down. We represent. It's Denver, though. It's not.
Talk to Chuck and get my hardwood flooring for your hardwood flooring needs. Down to Chuck's Hardwood Flooring. I'm Chuck Hardwood. Be a hardwood.
But it's Denver, though. You ain't going to be able to do right wing out there.
I could as a joke.
No.
All the libtards would think I was funny as shit.
All the libtards.
It's my new favorite word, man.
Wait, are we done with cuck? We moved on to libtard?
cuck, libtard. It's a combination.
Cuck is a good word. Mm-hmm. I still don't know exactly what it means, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, man.
It's a good, it's a fun word to say.
Denver Dustless Inc.
Floor refinishing service.
Dustless,
man.
What's the Yelp rating?
Dude, ooh, it's good, dude.
They're really good.
It's good right there.
Rate them a 1 star.
Chuck Hardwood flooring isn't nearly as good as Chuck Hardwood's program all of every week. Twitch.tv/Chuck Hardwood.
Chuck Hardwood.
Dude, can I create a fake profile for you called Chuck Hardwood?
And we've done this before. There's a Shilardi Bart Fart Twitter.
There's also, remember Kevin, the roommate Kevin? We did that one for a while. I really like doing fake Twitter stuff, but
Cucktards.
I don't have time.
Ooh, that's better.
Yeah, so it's sad. It's sad. I mean, we could stop the show anytime you want. We're officially done with all the topics.
Oh yeah.
Well, we have this one which I could talk about. This one is just stupid. Okay, Manhattan, college town, Manhattan was named the most boring city in Kansas. And it's Wichita was named the most exciting. By a website used from Business Insider said this. So I guess they used the census here. Basically, they said the website used data from the Census Bureau 2015 county business patterns to pick up the metro areas with the highest and lowest counts of businesses, including breweries, art dealers, and museums, to determine what metro areas are the most exciting and boring. So the bigger cities tended to rank the most exciting. So the most exciting city in Kansas is Wichita. And Manhattan ranked the least exciting.
How does that make any fucking sense?
It doesn't.
And so this is from Business Insider, obviously, a person that has not been to Kansas.
Obviously. Because there's way more to do in that town than there is to do here.
Yeah.
Way more.
Like anything outside.
Like, I would say Lawrence has more to do than Manhattan. Yeah. Definitely has more to do than Kansas.
Wichita. Yeah, Wichita is nothing.
Like, Wichita, I would say, it's probably like Lawrence, Manhattan, Wichita, Salina. That's probably what I would say. That's probably
Salina?
The rank. Well, I mean, what else is there? What are the other options?
Great point.
I mean, there's only like 5 cities.
Really good
point. I mean, I would say then Hayes, then Colby, and then you're
literally
out of town.
All of Western Kansas.
I think Hayes is
could
your
just be burnt in a fire.
I think it's Hayes. Like your top five is Lawrence, Manhattan, Wichita, Salina, Hayes.
That's just sad.
That's got to be it because there are no other places.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Dodge City. They got Boot Hill, man. You want to go see the Boot Hill?
Oh, Boot Hill, man. The Dodge City Zoo.
Is there a zoo there?
It's so good. Yeah, for some reason we took a field trip out to that in eighth. Nope. Eighth sophomore year.
Okay. Cool
and
story,
our teacher
bro.
Drove the bus.
Yeah?
And almost drove us off the fucking road.
Like a teacher who isn't normally a bus driver?
Yeah.
Just drove the bus?
Drove the bus almost off the road.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yep.
Kansas City is still kind of Kansas. I mean, I don't know how that works, man.
That's Missouri.
Because, like, There's the parts of Kansas City that are in Kansas are probably still better than Wichita.
Yeah.
Because there's like a...
But regardless, it's the same fucking city and it's in Missouri.
Right. I think that doesn't count as Kansas.
Lines
it's,
can be lines,
it's literally
it's
like
Missouri.
It's like a CEO who has his money in the Caymans, but mm-hmm. he still claims he's an American. Yeah. Like, I feel like Kansas City is like, well, we have to be in Kansas because Kansas City is our name, but mm-hmm. really we're in Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason like the Royals and the Chiefs are in Missouri, but the IKEA is in Kansas.
So like... If you had like a Walmart,
right,
that was on the Kansas side of Kansas City,
right,
and you had a Walmart on the Missouri side,
right,
you could walk into that Missouri Walmart and buy as much alcohol as you want.
Yes,
and then you walk into the uh-huh. Kansas one, probably like what?
Yeah, the
10
cost,
miles away.
The Costco's,
from the, Missouri one?
The Costco's in the Missouri side have alcohol, and yeah. the Costco on the Kansas do not.
Yep.
Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. To split a city down the middle like that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least there's options.
There's 2 cities.
Because we have to drive to the same Costco if we want to buy alcohol here in Wichita.
Yeah, there's only one, you mean?
Right.
No, there's 2 now.
No. I mean, the person who lives in Kansas City, Kansas, has to go to the Missouri Costco to get their alcohol there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to go to that Missouri Costco to get alcohol is what I mean.
Yeah.
So at least in Kansas City, they have to drive 20 minutes. We have to drive 4 hours. So, mm-hmm. you know, they still win.
You think that's more expensive at the grocery stores or the, yeah.
What do you mean?
Walmarts? You think alcohol is more expensive there or the exact same cost as liquor stores?
I bet it's the exact same cost.
You think?
I think it's the, that's part of the reason that like that uncorked Kansas thing was happening is because you buy the same price for Miller Lite, but it's less alcohol than Miller Lite you would get at a liquor store.
Dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. Yeah. But think of the kids, man.
Who?
The kids, man.
What kids?
The kids! Where did you move from, basement?
Yeah, this was a terrible decision.
Yeah. If you regret, don't say Oklahoma, then you made a bad
life.
Decision.
Regret your
What states are worse
life.
Than Kansas? Oklahoma?
I mean, I personally wouldn't want to be in Nebraska.
Nebraska has Omaha.
Still.
I mean, Nebraska's
better than here, you're right.
Yeah, it's better than here.
Merritt Island, Florida. Yep, you made a
mistake. Yeah, you made a mistake, dude.
You made a gigantic mistake.
Yep. Let's just Google it. Merritt.
There's got to be another reason, basement.
Florida's
right?
a big place.
Cause that's a major move. Did you have like a mile range that you had to be out of? You're like 500 miles. I don't know how fucking far it is.
I mean, did you like be like, I want to go to a place that proves that my ex isn't the worst thing in the world, so I'm going to move to Wichita? Is that what happened? Like,
that might be smart.
I mean, like, I could understand that. Like, if I'm like, I want to kill her, I need something to hate more, so I don't make this decision, I'm going to move to Wichita. Then, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
That's a good way to avoid prison.
Yeah. They're, last night in Lady Bird. Okay, she hates, like, one of the bits is she hates living in Sacramento, California. And so, like, her college thesis is about how she dislikes Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And the nun that was talking to her about her college. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. She was like, you must really love Sacramento. And she's like, why? And she's like, well, because the way you talk about Sacramento, like, you know a lot about it, and that must mean you really enjoy it. And I'm like, we talk a lot about Wichita, and we do not love it.
Oh, yeah, we know way too much about it, man.
Yeah,
it's
like know your enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like the, you know, the Master General Su or whatever in the Art of War. You know that Chinese book where you're supposed to know your enemy.
Yeah,
it's like us in Wichita, scorched earth. What is this? Now, all my family is here, and I spent my childhood here, so I decided to move back after a few years of being in Florida. Still a mistake.
Still a mistake. Family around's definitely.
That's why I'm here, because my family's here. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Still sucks.
It still sucks.
All right, but what is that?
At least you got family.
Can you tell us what that is?
That's the Merritt Island River Dragon, man.
And see, Ren is like, Florida is beautiful, but God, is it terrible? And I understand that stereotype. But see, here's the thing. If you would say, Wichita, God, is it terrible? You have to skip the first part of the sentence.
Yeah. There's nothing beautiful here.
That's the dragon, dude.
Yep. That's the dragon, dude.
Can you go inside that dragon?
Now, what are you doing there? Is there drugs in there? Does he talk?
That's where homeless people get it on.
Basement. It is me, the river dragon.
That is where homeless people get it on.
For just $14.99, you can have heroin delivered directly from the hole under my tail.
I mean, there's not much else to say. It's just a giant dragon statue.
Look at his face, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like there's windows in there, and I want to go inside it.
Like, look at his face, though. Like,
how did that get there? That's all I want to know.
Pretty perfect, I thought.
Oh, yeah, you're spot on, man. Yeah. Spot on.
Hey, Colby, hey, man, it's the Merritt Island River Dragon. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Dragon.
Yeah, you're doing good. Hey, man, you got any drugs?
I feel like there's, like, 5 homeless people inside you right now. That
I don't judge your lifestyle choices. Why you gotta judge mine, man? Like, oh, I love
have
5 people
inside you at one point in time?
Because they make me feel good about myself. It makes me not feel so hollow inside.
What is this show?
It's like the Indian here. Yeah, that's a good point.
The Indian. I like the disrespect for the keeper of the...
Keeper of the Plains, probably one of the Wichita's most proud.
Hey guys, you want to see what we love?
Proud.
This is art here.
Art pieces.
This is our art. Look
at this. And it's like a decaying dragon.
Yeah, look at this. It's sad because like Kansas isn't even known for Indians. Like, I mean, if you want Indian culture and artifacts, there Oklahoma's a better state for that.
Yeah, but Wichita.
Like, even our thing.
With the name Wichita.
No, I agree. But even our icon here isn't really the best place to see Indian art.
No.
You know?
A better place. There's not one good thing here that you should see that you can't see anywhere else.
Cessna. Can't get Cessna anywhere else, man. If you're a millionaire, if you're Harrison Ford.
I guess.
Cessna, dude.
That's sad. That it's a company.
Yep. Spangles. Well, you can technically get that all over Kansas.
F that dude's hands.
Will Stan Lee be in the Venom movie?
No.
Yes. No, he probably won't be because he's too sick. Because he's already shot, like, all of the cameos for all the Marvel movies.
Oh, really?
Like, he did them in bulk.
He did them in bulk.
Yeah, he's, like, done all the way up past Infinity War.
What? How?
You just filmed
his
scene.
They just know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, every person who's ever been in any Marvel movie is in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. So they just shot all of his scenes. The Ragnarok, the Spider-Man, the Black Panther, the Marvel, Ant-Man 2, and Infinity War 1 and 2, I think were all shot in advance. In case he dies. And Guardians 2. I forgot about Guardians 2. All of them were shot in advance.
You think they're going to CGI in Stan Lee once he goes?
No. That'd be so disrespectful, right?
Nah, they're going to be like, he'd want that.
I mean, for the record, if I die, I want you to CGI me into this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't really talk.
For the record. But I don't think he's going to be in it, because I think the reason he shot him in advance is because of his health, and so why would he agree to be in the Tom Hardy movie?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Also, did that... The main guy who barked at Martin Freeman... yeah. Did he remind you of, like, a black version of Tom Hardy? Because he definitely reminded me of a black version of Tom Hardy.
First of all, why couldn't Tom Hardy remind you of a white version of that man?
Because I don't know that man's name.
You racist. And second of all, no, he didn't at all. He didn't look anything like Tom Hardy.
Not like him, but he acted like him. He kind of talked like him a little bit. It was like if Tom Hardy tried to do an African accent.
You have adopted the mountain. I was born here. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Anyone who's seen Black Panther like that.
Feed you to my animals.
That was a great scene, man. Feed you to my children, yeah. Just kidding, we're vegetarians. Come on, that was a great line, dude.
That was funny.
He's in Infinity War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like in the scene in the trailer where they're running down the fields of Wakanda, he's in the background.
No resemblance, Colby, you're weird. Go watch it again and tell me you don't think it. Think of Tom Hardy when you're watching his scenes and tell me that they aren't similar. They talk similarly.
Well, they both speak
just
English.
That specific scene, though, like when he's at the beginning, it did not didn't remind
scene.
Me at all. But that, like the conversation there when he's in his mountain.
Oh my god, dude!
Throne.
I'm just gonna save you right now. Let's play the stupid exit music. How about that,
know.
Dude?
Yes, he is English, but that guy, I don't know. I know what I think.
You can't change the thoughts in his head, Chuck Hardwood. Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to end because Colby's coming off the rails, and I'm a little afraid he's already offended several hundred people.
It's no different than every other week.
All right, dudes. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for all the new subs today.
Yeah, guys.
Especially to our new follower,
Giggiggiz.
Ollie Suck Ya Dick 1.
Yeah.
Seemed like a sore short show today, man.
Seem like a what? Why?
He's,
what?
He's ribbing you.
Why?
Because you're always the reason this show ends.
What? It's a 2-hour show.
I mean, I agree. It's a normal size show.
It's the same amount of show.
It's never going to be fair to you because I could sit here and do this all day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck you.
You're always the man is the reason it has to end because I could keep doing it.
Get those titty out, my dude.
Yeah, that was that dollar. Mm-hmm. He thinks I was going to show my boobs for a dollar. Right. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. Thank you to Luke. 7050, DoTube, and Basement Brain for your subs today. We really do appreciate it. If you're not a member of the Seth and Colby Discord, join it. Exclamation point Discord and chat and click the link. Also, be here Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, for another episode of the Seth and Colby Show. Twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Also live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
On demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby and in the podcast form, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Go to SethandColby.com for those links. Also, buy a t-shirt. Do it! If you are a sub, which more of you are today, shortly after the episode airing of this episode, I will send out a discount code that is valid for probably the next few. I think it's variable for like 1.5 more weeks. That will give you a discount on the shirts if you are a sub to the channel. Go to SethandColby.com/merch. To view our t-shirts. And guys, thank you so much for all the support you're giving us. I really do appreciate it. We'll be back on Thursday with more Seth and Colby shenanigans.
More stupid Chuck Hardwood shit.
Yep. And we'll see you then. Colby, any final words?
People. Chuck your hardwood real good and long.
Perfect. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.